Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began, or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
What's up, y'all? This is Rudy Gay, at Rudy Gay, with my boy Devin Ferguson, at DFerg32. Am I right?
No, D underscore Fergo.
All right, well, I was close. D underscore Fergo. And look, this is the Speakeasy brought to you by the Believe Network. And we're here today in this March, and, you know, being this is a sports podcast, let's talk about March Madness. What do you think? Because you know what I'm thinking.
Well, I think that this year has been crazy so far. Cinderella is doing its thing, but you know, I'm a little disappointed. My school.
First of all, let's talk about that, because I watched that game and the amount of emotions going on in that game, man, is
it hurts so bad.
They getting in fights with each other. Penny just sitting there with his hand over his face, man. What is going on in Memphis? Tell me.
Man, Penny throwing water bottles. I mean, I think what's going on, they're getting good talent. I don't know if it's like developing right. I don't know. I really can't put my finger on it, because they get the talent, they get some good players, but they just can't get the wins. They just can't get over the hump for some reason. I don't know. And Memphis loves basketball. That's a basketball town.
I know Memphis is a basketball town. I don't know. You can get talent. I don't know. I mean, at this point, you got to give your hat off to Calipari, because he continues to get that talent and make them mesh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's basketball. It's competitive, and you and your teammates get into it. But when's the last time you seen a Calipari team, you know, go against each other like that?
Never. He's always got control over those plays.
Always, and that's and Penny's still. I mean, Calipari's been coaching for over 20 years.
Maybe 30.
Over 20. Like, maybe 30.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to take time for Penny, but I just hate to see that the reason why, why a team breaks down. But my young fella, what's his name, that turned his ankle and act like he got shot?
What is his name?
Well, he shall remain nameless. If you watch if you watch the game, you know what I'm talking about. But let's you know, that baffles me. Like, with that kind of, like, situation like that, yo, you shouldn't come back in the game, man. Like, yo, get up. I don't know. Maybe I was just how I grew up was, man. Like, get up, boy. You know, man, what I mean?
It's different. It's a different day and age. Sometimes you got to milk it nowadays. You got to sell it. Sometimes you got to sell it. That's the name of the game now. You got to sell it.
Sell what, though?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what they're selling. Maybe they're selling a comeback story. You know, maybe they like.
Hey, man. But look, a lot of, you know, of course, there's people. I don't buy into it.
That's fine.
Day, it's like, yo, get up. If you're going to play, play. Like, at that point, you know, man, that was you know, and know what? That's not something new. I'm not going to sit here and act like an old dude. Damn, these new kids, now they, no.
Right.
They've been doing that. So
they've been doing
it. Some of your favorite players do that. Let's just put it like that.
But on a better note, your UConn Huskies.
Yes, let's talk about it.
They're on a roll. They're looking. They're a big pick. Everybody's picking them for the Final Four.
Yeah. I mean, see, the thing about it is, you know, it's kind of like the NBA is when do you want to pick up steam? They picked up early. Obviously, they're undefeated for, you know, a good portion of the season. But, you know, they had their falls. They fixed it. And Danny Hurley got them boys playing. At this point, you know, this is when they should be, you know, picking it up. And to be honest with you, Jordan Hawkins ain't really had a full good game yet. Okay. So, like, he's still going. But the person, obviously, Sonogo, you know, he's
the anchor.
He's an animal down there.
Yeah.
But Jackson is looking more and more like a pro, man. Like, obviously, yes. He doesn't really – he's been controlling the game for the most part. You know what I mean?
He as if the big man's the anchor, but Jackson makes him go. He does it all. Like, he passes well. He's athletic as can be.
They seem more and more like a complete team. And, Noah, that's a pro right there. He's a pro. He can come on a good team and contribute because – end of the day, you have to know what's lacking and do that. Everybody wants to be a scorer, this and that. But, yo, if you have that, we have that in Jordan. And it's like, we have that, and how can I affect this team? And, look, he's been basically the point guard on a team that, you know, from what I see, you know, has to do it by committee. So he's becoming more and more of that playmaker.
Okay.
But do I have them in national championship? Hell yeah.
Of course you do.
Against who, though? That's the only – that's like –
I'm going to say Alabama because they're on the other side. Alabama looks good.
Alabama? You know how many jokes I could say about Alabama, that's right? Fine.
That's the thing, though. Adversity,
you know,
it gets you over the hump.
But do you understand how many jokes I want to say right now?
Listen. I had a lot of them, too.
But with respect for, you know, the situation.
Yeah, we're going to keep it like that. My question to you is – you said UConn's ramping up at the right time. You've been there. You've been in this situation. So how does it feel for you to see them ramping it up and all these Cinderellas, these underdogs winning? What do you think, like, what in your experience, what do you think they need to do to keep it going? Because, you know, you're one of the high-profile UConn teams. You got one of the most, the craziest high-profile losses.
Yeah.
George Mason.
I figured he was going to get after that.
I mean, I had to. I was hurt.
Honestly, it's more parity in the league. I mean, in the league, in NCAA now than it's ever been.
That's like, true.
With the new NIL thing, what, like, end of the day, if anybody coming from where I'm coming from and going to a college, if Kentucky's going to offer me $50,000 because they have a bunch of other players, because they can't spread the love as much, mm-hmm. and Fairleigh Dickinson offered me $200,000, where are these kids going to go?
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Right. I mean, it's always been a business and they've always been benefiting off of these kids. But at this point, it's becoming even more of a business because these kids are starting to be businesses earlier. Okay. You know, instead of just like, you think these kids care about like what legacy college had before? Like, none of these people were getting paid.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I went to Connecticut because I wanted to be the next wing. I wanted to be the next big wing coming out of Connecticut. You know what I'm saying?
And that history and that lineage, because that's what they produced at the time.
Yeah.
You know, the wings, yeah.
Yes. But these kids now are playing and staying 4 years and possibly making more money than they can make if they go to the next level. You feel me? So, you know, you see where the parity is. You have schools like Alabama who, like, it's known as a football school. You know what I'm saying?
Now they
in the basketball school. Why?
Got one of the best freshmen in the country. Yeah, because you know that. Yeah, they can pay that money. They can get out the NIL.
You know what I'm saying? You have Arkansas in there.
Yeah, I like them.
I like Arkansas too.
I like Arkansas.
Are they on our side? I think they might be on our side. I don't like
them. They are on our side.
I like them. But, you know, I was talking to a couple people about the NIL thing and how it changes things. And, you know, it's really creating parity in NCAA sports. And not just that, even with the kids being able to go to, like, the overtime and G League, that's changing things because, you know, where the kids become who they are. Like, where would CJ McCollum be if they didn't take down those teams?
True. Yeah, that's big. That's big in his.
Where would Steph Curry be if he didn't take down the team where it's supposed to have the top, pros, the freshmen that's supposed to be top five, like Kentucky always had. Like, these kids are now going to the G. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's where, like, yo, did you ever hear about CJ McCollum before the tournament?
Not at all. Didn't hear anything about him. Didn't know nothing.
Did you hear anything about Ja before the tournament?
Nope.
The year prior to the year he played his ass off?
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. Because know why they got to be who they are? Because they beat these teams with these top freshmen that are supposed to be top picks. That's why. So, you know, I think, you know, although these kids are going to the G, I think it makes college basketball even better because it's you never know who's going to win. You never know who's going to come out. It's just straight basketball. You know what I mean? No favoritism, no nothing, no spotlight being on anybody other than the teams. So it's fun to watch.
All right. Okay. That's a great perspective to have. That's true. You know, big guys going to the G League and these other things and it's more parity in college basketball.
You know, if Scoot was playing right now in college, every game, every spotlight will be on him.
That's very true.
Yeah. Every spotlight will be on him. Let's say if Wana, what's his, if he
came Wana, don't get me started.
I can't do it. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't do it. But check this out. The dude that had 30 and beat them, now they on that stage now. You feel me?
Yeah, they become.
Now they become, who is that? I'm going to watch their next game. He killed that next game. Now he's a lottery pick.
Okay. All right.
All right. I know you feel me. You feel me?
I feel you.
Anybody in the world feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
You feel me? Let's switch this to the NBA. And
yeah, you just spoke on someone in his transition.
I did. So you elaborate on that because I spoke on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of Ja Morant, you know, he's been having some trouble lately. I'm glad that he's getting the help that he said he's getting and transitioning over to trying to be a better role model, I guess, or a better spokesman for the league, because the issues that he had in the Instagram Live and those type of things, that's not something you want to portray at all. It's not something we need as black men, for one, as a professional athlete, somebody with some status. And I just, when I seen it, I couldn't believe it. Like, I just didn't understand. I don't get it. I didn't understand it. Why do you, what does that, that has, it holds no weight to me. It doesn't do anything, because you somebody who is an inspiration to get away from that type of lifestyle. And I feel like you going back to it to get some type of credibility that you don't need, because whatever circumstance you come from, good or bad, you made your life even better by becoming an NBA player and becoming a public figure. And you're trying to be the face of the league. You could be a face of this thing. You one of the best up and coming young players. And to do something like that, I just don't understand it.
Before I even get into anything talking about this, is one, look, I cannot judge another man on what they do in their decisions.
Right.
I can only tell my perspective on what you do, what you put out there, because that is, once you put it on social media, once you put it out there, it's now public knowledge. And whatever you're doing or so-called want people to think you're doing, that's out there. And I think that's a problem with society now, is you can create whatever
narrative,
whatever narrative you want for yourself. And I think me being in the situation, you know, I say close to where he is as a you know, NBA player, at least. I think you gotta blame his OGs, man.
Okay.
And his friends.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is you're somebody I've known for over, you know, 30 years. Let's say 30 years.
Yeah, at this point.
Would you allow me to do something like that in the club?
Never. Never. It wouldn't even be a thought.
And I've been around, and you know, I don't really talk about, you know, my past or what I've done. I mean, but this is my platform, so I can speak. I speak not freely. Well, freely. I want to say candidly, but freely.
You speak freely.
I've been around people that thrive in that kind of lifestyle. But those people that were with me genuinely cared about me and cared about what I was doing in my life. And they would never allow me or let me be around or in the atmosphere, anything like that.
Ever.
So to that young fella, I would say, choose your friends wisely. Choose your friends wisely. Now, like I said, being that, you know, I grew up in Memphis, basically. I was 19 when I got there.
And not to cut you off, but we both lived in that city together. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was there.
There's people that genuinely show love and will be on the same page with you. But it's all about what you want from yourself. Like, we come from Baltimore, where we see that all the time.
Every day.
You see it all the time. But when I got to a point where I could actually change my family's life or everybody's life, or even have a platform for one of my best friend to be on a podcast for me. You know, when I got to the point where I felt like I can do that, wasn't nothing going to stop that from me. But nothing going to stop me from getting that. So, you know, it sucks. But you know, do I think 1 week of counseling can help it? No, because he has to do a lot of changing who's around him. But you know, I hope that in the future he figures it out, and I think he will. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't get this far without anything on your record. Because at this point, we will know. Because they bring out everything.
I mean, he had some things leading up that we just found out about, but.
No, I'm talking about prior to being an NBA player.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Murray State, they, you know.
Yeah. We haven't heard nothing came out about that.
So if you have the hunger to block all that stuff out to get here, and when you get it, then you never really was like that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because I know people that just can't help it.
Yeah, they just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to stop it. Like,
just can't help being hood or being
just can't help it.
A gangster or whatever it is. They can't help it. I know that. You know, and
you know, some people want to put it on the hip hop community, you know, following those trends.
Hey, so what do you think about that?
Honestly, I think it does play a part. The music, the culture, it plays a part because it's like, when you're young at his age, he what, 23? You know, the people you look up to that's successful are mostly in that culture. Even, you know, basketball has a deep tie with the hip hop community. And now that the way that hip hop is going, you know, the music that's out now at his age, I mean, that's the type of stuff that they glorify. Like they want to see it. But now I'm a hip hop baby. I love it. But at some point it has to be a perspective of, you know, what are we doing? Are we building us up? Or are we bringing us down? Like, because when something happens like that, he got young followers and they think it's cool. If he don't, then that's just bad for the whole community, for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has a lot. Yeah, it does.
It does.
It does.
It's not all of it though, but it plays a part.
Yeah, it plays a part. I mean, because we're normalizing that BS.
That's what I'm saying.
You hear so much of this and all that. And to be honest with you, half of the rappers ain't even doing it. You know,
exactly. It's a front.
Rap is made off of fronting and lying. That's what it's made off of. And know what? It is what it is. And I mean that you have to know that.
Yeah.
You have to know that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not gonna say I've never been anywhere where people had guns that were with me, but I never have it. You know, why do you have it? I would never touch it.
And if you are in those situations and you know what's going on, okay, you know what? I know what time to get up out of here.
More than anything, it's like even for the basketball community coming up, you know what I'm saying? Because like everybody talk, don't get me wrong, Ja is a super talented player, but you know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to be an NBA player just than playing basketball. You know, it's a job. You know, we are representing billion-dollar companies. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's a guy out there that can play just like anybody. That's better than anybody. But, you know, they ain't follow the rules. And that's just not rules per se, but, you know, follow the rules and being.
It cut out.
Okay.
Cut.
To be a pro, you got to be a pro. You can't just hoop. And being a pro involves a lot of things.
Where you carry yourself.
Where you carry yourself. Where people look at you.
Yeah.
You have to look different. Being a pro, you have to be different. You know what I'm saying? People know you have to act different. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like these rappers. They get paid off of that. All that, they get paid off creating that persona. That's not how we get paid.
At all.
Not how we get paid. So young fellas out there, I know y'all can hoop. I know y'all think y'all better than this person or that person, but it ain't all that. It's rules to this. If you ain't built for it, move over, let somebody else do it. That's willing to put the time in and do things. Just like you put time in when taking your shots and practicing, working on your handle, you have to practice staying out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm doing that over there. Oh, my job don't involve that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know a lot of rappers. I've hung with a lot of rappers, but I know the difference between my job and theirs.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a great point.
So what we got next?
Staying on the Grizzlies topic. Do you think that they are in a rivalry with the Warriors?
Do I think the Grizz and the Warriors are a rivalry?
Yeah.
I think it's fun to watch.
But it's not a rivalry.
I think it's entertaining. I think Dylan Brooks is entertaining.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I don't think it's a rivalry at all.
I think he's funny. That's all.
It's like WWF.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like good guys versus villains.
And that's the thing, man. And I was the ones that had that Grizzlies patch on my jersey, and I knew. And this is word to TA, this is word to Z-Bo, everybody that came through there. We ain't do no talking, bro.
No.
we ain't do no talking, bro.
We had to do grit and grind.
And if it came to that, it came to that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And by that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it wasn't about talking or going, nah, we play basketball. Look, I've heard Z-Bo say some crazy things, and that's my OG. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Because not say some crazy things, but not in the media.
Yeah, I have to.
I'm talking straight to people.
Exactly.
And being that we all in there together, we was all on the same page. And that's how we carried it. You know what I mean? So it wasn't about, you know, media and talking. It was just about, you know, going out there and being a man, representing yourself, representing the team, and representing the city. Because this, you know, Memphis ain't a talking city either.
At all. It ain't. It's not.
Memphis is not a city full of talking. We just, Memphis goes to work. So, you know, I don't think any of what we talked about is a reflection on Memphis. You feel me?
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, back to y'all, the Jazz. Y'all in the hunt for the play-in.
Everybody is, man. Everybody is in this year, man. It's crazy.
It's good. I think it's good for the league. If like towards the end of the season, it makes everybody, you know, it cuts out people sitting out and stuff, and it gives the fans something to look forward to.
Everybody is in there.
It's only like a half a game, like two games between everybody.
Every day we go from 10 to 8 to 11 to 6 to 12 back to 10.
Hey, I got y'all getting in.
I got us getting in too, Devin.
I bet you did.
I got us getting in too.
If the Lakers are in trouble, I think Dallas in trouble too.
You think why?
I don't know, man. It's not really meshing for me.
With the two dogs?
Yeah, it's not really.
They haven't played lately, though.
But that's
a bad time to be hurt.
Bad time to be hurt. But, I mean, they had a big shot the other night, but I don't know. Might be in a little trouble.
Yeah. Okay. You brought up the Lakers. So what you like? Is that a team people should be scared of?
Fully strength, yes.
You see me spinning them?
Yeah, I see you. I see the waves.
Look at that.
I can't do nothing. I see
waves, water blend.
for the Lakers, if they're 100%.
Have you watched the doc?
Yes, I have.
The Wu?
I'm watching the Wu. I'm caught up all the way.
Yeah, I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Wu Tang on Hulu. Yeah. Yeah, fully strength, they're a problem, but they bad time to be hurt. Same thing like Dallas. They're banged up. I don't know what Bron gonna do. I don't know if he make it back in time.
Is Bron gonna be playoff Bron? Can he still be playoff Bron? And that's extra games, bro. That is a lot on you, especially if you get that 10 seed.
Yeah,
you have to beat 8 twice. You got to beat 9. You have to beat 9, right?
Yeah,
you have to beat 9, and then 9. Whoever wins that has to beat 8 twice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't.
Be easy.
It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy.
Even get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I know it's not gonna be easy. But if he's got some type of healing level, he's like Wolverine when he heals, so he might just get right back to it. I don't know.
Is it?
That's another question. That's another.
Does he?
Listen. Hey, what his teammates say? Something about Germany, but he can't speak on it. So I don't know.
Who said that?
Schroeder. At the podium, he said something like Germany, but I can't say too much. Some German doctors are good or something. He said something like that.
Know what? Nobody told me that. I would have been in Germany. I've been speaking German.
Hey, gotta get over there. That's what Schroeder said.
Well then. Who you have leading up to the end of the season? Who you got in the MVP race?
It's not even up for discussion. I've been saying it all season. Joel Embiid, MVP. Right.
Explain to me why.
He's completely.
I'm asking you a simple question.
He's taking his team on his back and he's dominating.
Team with James Harden?
Huh? What'd you say?
Team James Harden's on?
Yeah.
The team with was Tyrese Maxey on?
Yeah, that listen, you gotta have three. You need three.
Tobias Harris on it.
Yeah, good role player. But the man that's going 35, 15, and 7 with 4 or 5 assists is Joel.
Okay. Fact. We're talking about parity in the West.
Mm-hmm.
What team has not been part of that?
Okay, the Nuggets there—they up there.
They have not been a part of that parody all year.
Okay, they're cool, great team.
Who's the leader of that team?
Joker.
Okay, what kind of stats is he having?
Same type, triple doubles.
Exactly from the year that he won the MVP.
Cool.
They were never number one.
It's a two-man race.
Hear me out for a second. They were never number one last year. He won it.
Okay.
So they progressed as a team under his like him running it.
Philly progressed as well.
Have they been the number one team all year?
They haven't been, but they're on their way now. They're ascending at the end.
Because they're playing well, right?
Yeah.
He's been playing well all year.
Joel's been playing well all year too.
Okay, but the team hasn't. I'm talking about MVP.
Okay. That you know what? We're gonna agree to disagree on this one.
I'm not even disagreeing on you, because I think Joel deserves to be an MVP at some point. But if you want under the same circumstances that you gave the Joker back-to-back MVPs for, he's better than he was then.
But someone else.
If they're doing it based off of, because look, I don't know how
I don't know either.
But if we're talking about, look, the Joker was 2 years MVP, and he's better than he was then.
You're making valid points.
You say it. Like,
you're making valid points.
Okay, he should definitely be MVP this year. That's what I'm saying. But the 2 years prior, should he have? Maybe not.
I think Embiid should have won last year. How about that? I think Embiid should have won it last year, but he's the MVP this year. I'm Joel this year MVP. That's me. That's my original pick, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm going to pick somebody out of hat for next year then, because that's basically what they're doing anyway.
Hey, if you're in the top.
It's a popularity. Joel's going to win it. But I just, under the conversation that we had prior, it's like, yeah, he should have won it last year. Joker won it. But Joker's better than last year and the year before. And Joel's going to win it this year.
That happens. Michael Jordan should have won it every year he was in the league.
Yeah, come on.
All right, what you want to do?
Yo, how many did he win?
He won six MVPs? Five MVPs.
Yeah, but how many times? Okay, five MVPs. The year they went on the stretch and won all those games, they gave it to Karl Malone, right?
No, he got it to 72. That was the year before. That last year, they gave it to Karl Malone. And we all know who the MVP was. Jordan.
So, I mean, look.
From 84.
It was tired of seeing him
winning, man.
Huh? He was tired of seeing him winning. That's all.
Exactly. So, it's Joel's year now. There we go.
This has no kind of statistical backing behind it. It's just a feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
I mean, if you really talk about most valuable player, shit. We talking about in the league or for their team?
For the team, it's both.
I mean, see, know what the JV most valuable player is?
What?
Most improved.
Yeah.
That's the JV one.
Yeah.
Because obviously Shea is the most valuable player to his team.
True. He is, because you take him off, they in a lottery. They in number one pick.
And there's other players around the league like that too. So who else? So Dame. Like Dame for sure.
Who else? I don't know. It's somebody. It's a couple of us.
Yeah. So like, I don't know.
All right, man. You know what?
Look, I just hit it. Look, I'm just here so I don't get fined, bro.
That's fine. We're going to end it right. We're going to end that right there. We're going to go to some other MVPs. We're going to switch over to the NFL. Knock this out real fast. Two MVPs, former MVPs in the league. It's the only thing they talk about in the NFL. Number one, we're going to start with our guy, Lamar. What do you feel? Is this collusion? Is he doing the right thing? Does he need an agent? What do you think? You're an athlete.
One, I think he needs an agent.
Okay.
When you're dealing with money, you need an agent.
I agree.
Two, I feel as though, look, I'm on the player side. I want everybody to make as much money as they can. But I think the Ravens did the right thing.
Okay.
I think they did the right thing.
Okay.
Because, look, we're going to stand on what we're doing. We all know how to wait. Like, he hasn't finished the season two. Like, you know what I'm saying?
2 years. Yeah.
2 years. And we needed him.
Bad.
You right?
Yeah. He's like, Dame, if you take up off our team, we can't do nothing.
As you saw, right? Okay. Leading up into getting paid, he wanted something. And, you know, if he would have played out the year and we would have played well, he would have got it. Do we agree? Agree upon that?
We agree on that.
He didn't, though, right? Football is a different animal.
Totally.
What is he making on this franchise tag? 35?
32, I think.
32.5. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, yeah.
Guaranteed money.
Yep.
Okay. So we franchise tagged them. So we showing them that we need them, we love them because we giving them all that money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to give them the guaranteed money, they're going to give it to them.
That's true. They haven't yet.
So it's like, yo, they haven't. And don't get me wrong, I want everybody to make their money, but this is a chance for him to get his money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm thinking selfishly on him. Like, yeah, franchise tag me. If y'all don't want to pay me, somebody else will, and they can. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it works out for both teams. I mean, both sides. You know what I'm saying? Me as a Raiders fan, I don't want to see him go. But I'm drafting a quarterback anyway.
I don't think that. We're not drafting a quarterback.
We're drafting a quarterback.
No, we can't. No. Listen, this is my
quarterback.
This is my take on it, right?
What else are we going to draft, Devin?
Receiver.
We don't even know who going to be throwing the ball to who yet.
It don't matter.
Who we going to draft?
It don't matter. We know Lamar's tank.
Make a receiver, bro.
Lamar's going to be there. He ain't going away. Listen, this is my take on it, right? One, after it's been going on a while, I think he needed an agent. And if you don't want an agent and you want to do it to represent yourself, you at least have to have somebody who's out there feeling out the other teams.
Do you think he's doing it by himself, honestly?
I don't think he is, but obviously whoever he got, they know. Because, look, the Ravens did their due diligence because they knew they could give him that non-exclusive tag because they knew out there that no other team was going to offer what they offered. They knew it.
We can say what you want about football or whatever, but the Ravens management has been some of the best in the league over and over again.
Yeah, but right now it's in question.
Why is it in question? Because everybody wants Lamar to make all his money he wants?
No.
Everybody wants to make a bunch of money.
No, because some of the players came out, you know, we had to fire strength people.
That's not management. That's not management. Management is the people that fired him.
Yeah, they fired him because after all these injuries and stuff, but people have been telling them to fire him for like 2 years, though, past 2 years. The players, at least.
Hey. That's hearsay.
But that's hearsay. Whatever. Back to Lamar. He needed representation. They knew. The Ravens knew the temperature of the league, and they gave him that non-exclusive tag because they knew when he went out to act, whatever he was asking for, they knew he wasn't going to get a guaranteed contract. Those owners are not giving out guaranteed contracts to NFL players. The Browns owner is the only one, and they're probably not even talking to him right now because they don't want that.
They were desperate. The Browns were desperate.
Of course. The Browns got a Brown.
For 10, 15 years, they've been desperate. They've been desperate ever since we took them.
Exactly. And they just did something wild, and Lamar thought he could get it, and that's just not happening. It's just not going to happen. But I hope whatever happens, I hope he gets extended with us and he makes some good money.
I mean, he's going to get that regardless.
I hope it's with the Ravens.
Yeah, we just hope I hope they come to some kind of understanding because he is a great talent and we ain't much without him. But we draft a quarterback, Devin.
No, we're not.
Yeah, look, this is just me and you talking, right?
Yeah. Now
he be talking like it's just you and me.
Exactly.
Look, this man, the way he plays, we need a backup.
But it's not coming in the draft.
Where are we going to get it?
I don't know, but it's not coming in the draft this year. We in like 22nd pick, 16th, 22nd pick. It's too late. There was nobody to draft back then.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's four quarterbacks. Four quarterbacks right now.
Who was Tom Brady drafted?
That's an anomaly, man.
Only thing that made it an anomaly is somebody gave him a chance.
Listen, it's not happening. We're drafting receivers.
No.
We're not drafting. We're not using our first round pick.
I'm a firm reliever. First of all, we're going to pick somebody from the defense like we always do. Okay. You know what to do. That's what we're going to end up doing.
You know what?
Stuff that we want.
Okay. We'll draft a quarterback in the later rounds. In the later rounds, we'll get a quarterback.
Let's talk about what we want because you know what they're going to do. We first thing we do is draft defensive players.
I want a receiver.
But I want a quarterback.
We need a receiver. We need a corner.
We need a corner.
We need a receiver. We need a corner.
We
don't need a line. We need an interior lineman. And then round fifth or sixth round, we could draft a quarterback.
No way. No way.
We're not using our first round pick on a quarterback, I tell you that.
And we're not doing it on a receiver neither.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
If it's not a receiver, it's a corner.
Defense.
We're getting a receiver first round.
Yo, which car retired though, didn't he?
Who?
A corner.
No.
What's his name?
Marcus Peters?
No, not Marcus Peters.
Who?
That might have been last year. But, yo, we do need corners for sure.
We need corners. We need receiving corners. We need interior line.
But isn't that not what I said?
D-line. Interior D-line.
We get defensive players anyway.
Yeah, we get them in the later rounds. We know how to draft those. We need a receiver. We've never had – I want a prototypical 6'3", 220 pounds.
You saying I.
Listen, I. Yes, it's getting personal with me.
But what are we going to do?
A defender. I want a receiver. I want a receiver that talk crazy in the media and everything.
Are you a Deion? Yeah, oh, Deion wasn't even a receiver. You would think he was. You were,
I want the Chad Johnson. That's what I want.
Nah.
All right, moving on. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It's going to happen. They talk about it every day. I'm tired of hearing about it. Aaron Rodgers is great. One of the best quarterbacks ever. But, you know, all this hoopla, it ain't nothing but Brett Favre at the Jets 2.0. They're going to do all this, and they're not going to win a Super Bowl.
Let me tell you something. If he's trying to find the path of Tom Brady, he had a plan. Boy, you better have your ducks in order going to the Jets.
You better have your ducks in a row. But the Jets are good. The
jerseys are hard.
They got a nice young team, but they still the Jets.
I'm going before we get into the team. He must like green because there's a lot of other places he can go. Yeah. Or New York.
I guess he looks good in green. I think he feels he looks good in green.
New York. You want to get to New York? I don't know.
And he's like a different kind of dude. So is he going to be able to handle that New York media?
He need to be in like Wisconsin where he was at.
He left. He's out of there.
Nah, you know, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. You know that.
I know that.
He's damn good.
Really good.
But all I'm going to say is you better have a goddamn plan if you think you're about to go, to the Jets and win.
And it seems like he got a plan. He gave him a list of who he want. I don't know how they're going to get that done. But
how they going to do it? What does that mean?
It's a whole bunch of money. They already got one of them.
Okay, question. Are people lining up to play with Aaron Rodgers like people are lining up to play with Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady bringing people out of retirement and everything.
Nah, Aaron only got one Super Bowl. Tom got seven. If you think you're going to go get a Super Bowl with Aaron, it doesn't happen every time. It doesn't happen.
So is this a lot of hoopla for nothing?
Yes.
Exactly. So
it's something to talk about.
This is what we agree on.
Yes.
We finally agree on something.
There we go.
I told him. So you've been hanging around Tom Brady all that time, man. Look. Tom, different now. We told Tom about this, man. You got to pick your friends wisely, man, because you can't do what they be doing. Yo, Aaron Rodgers and John Morant got a lot in common, man.
Yeah.
They got to pick their friends better.
Guys got to find better people around you, man. Terrible.
What you got?
Well, let's close it out on, you know, this is our last topic. It's a sad topic, but we're going to try to. What?
No. What you want to do? I talk MJ.
Oh, my bad. All right, cut. Back. Okay, speaking of, since you said Aaron Rodgers.
This has no correlation, Devin.
Yeah, you can hear GOAT.
Oh, you went there with it?
Yeah.
GOAT, though.
Huh?
He's not my GOAT.
But he is a GOAT.
See, that's what these young guys talking about, GOATs. It's only one GOAT.
All right, okay. So how? Go ahead. You transition to it, Tim. Then
they're gonna mix and match it however we wanted to. So check this out. Sticking to the NBA. Sticking with the NBA.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan says he's done with ownership. He wants to focus on other things. What do you think about him selling the Charlotte Hornets?
You know, it's MJ. I feel like it's a money play. You know, he's going to just cut his losses. And
yeah.
I mean, the team.
You talking about what's important?
Yeah, like, since he's been the owner, the team hasn't. How many times they made the playoffs? Maybe once or twice. You know, it's on the court. They're not developing as a franchise who's developing a winner. So, but he's made money. The worth of the team has went up a lot. Now it's worth by almost $2 billion. When he bought it, 100 million, 180 million, 200 million he paid for it. And now it's a money play. It's a smart investment. And they saying that he's going to stay on as a minority owner. So it's the best money play for him. I mean, and now he doesn't have to, you know, Mike, he won't be on the golf course, man. He's not trying to watch a bottom feeder basketball team.
I mean, he still is. The golf course, he's going to still be on the golf course. He's still doing that. I think, honestly, he's going to make a lot of money on this situation, on this deal. But I honestly think it's minority owners getting together, trying to find somebody else to run the team.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. All right.
You know, I think it was dope for Michael Jordan, our GOAT, to own a basketball team in his home city, home state. But at the end of the day, you know, it's Michael Jordan. Like, look behind you.
Yeah.
Look behind you. Like, this ain't, you know, his passion. He fulfilled his passion. You know what I'm saying? So, like, get some young, hungry, if I was them, because I don't know what they're going to do. What I would do is get a young, hungry advisory staff, get some new blood in there, and maybe some other ex-players, maybe that weren't as successful as Michael Jordan.
Okay.
You have a billion of them to pick from, but you know, just some different player personnel. You know, it's hard to live up to expectations from somebody like him. So, you know, I think his judgment is a little different than it's skewed, you know, and also playing in a different era maybe has something to do with it. So, you know, I don't know. But congratulations, because, you know, no matter what happened, he's going to come home with at least $2 billion. So,
yes, congratulations, Mike. Hey.
Oh, maybe like one. Let's say one.
All right. Congratulations. You did a great flip right there. And you tried.
You talking that kind of talk.
Need a flip.
Nah, but know what? Michael Jordan continuing to be an inspiration for people like us.
Forever.
See a black man own it. You come from, you know, North Carolina, New York, North Carolina, wherever, and become the best player that I've, you know, my favorite player of all time, and then owning a team and then selling a team and making billions of dollars, you know, continue to inspire us, Mike. All right. And know what? Just like that, this is a speakeasy. And in case you're wondering where I've been.
Yeah. Thank you, boy.
Oh, well, man. Rest in peace, man.
R.I.P. Blue our soul, man.
Blue our soul forever, man. But like we said before, this is a speakeasy. This is Rudy Gay and Devin Ferguson. You want to shout out your act? Because I messed it up last time.
D_Fergo on everything.
I'm at Rudy Gay on all platforms. And this is a speakeasy brought to you by Believe Network. We are out.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace. Yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.